tripping them up a little bit. I'm not going to go into the pulpit. Please be seated.
Good morning.
Good morning. We'll be a little more relaxed on Christmas morning this morning. It's pride for everyone. So I'm not really into birthdays. I'm just not a big birthday person for various reasons. And you know, every year they come up, and some people like to make a whole birthday week. Celebrate every day. My mom was famous for that. She loved every day with a birthday day. Me, I'd just rather get up and go to work, and if no one knew, that would be fine with me. But, of course, the closer you get to God, the more important birthdays become. Because today is a birthday. Some things I know sing happy birthday. We're not going to do that this morning. But we are going to recognize the gift that we've been given today. And gifts are a funny thing, because you like to get them. I mean, I do. I know. I like people to think of me. It's nice to get a little card and a little gift or something. I like to give them, too, because it makes the other person feel good, let you know that you're thinking of them. But God was thinking of us when he gave us the gift of his Son. And that's something that can be really difficult to wrap your brain around. Our gospel this morning, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Sound familiar? Genesis, right? So it started way back then. But then the Word became flesh. And that's, for me, a real tangible gift from God. This idea of Jesus coming to us, from God, for us, in the flesh. I woke up this morning, 3:15, go figure that one, right? Watch, go to the bathroom, 3:15, come on! True story. So that was really what I had to talk about this morning. So it just speaks to me in that. But I love this. The true light which enlightened everyone was coming into the world. Now, I don't know about you guys, but I don't announce my gift. I don't give you a gift. I'm going to talk to you. Maybe at Christmas time I do. It's not for me, it's for Abby's birthday. But in general, you don't really announce that you're going to give someone a gift. But God did. He sent John the message of the gift to prepare the way so that people would know ahead of time to be ready, to be listening. And that's what Advent was about. This expectation, this preparation to be ready for today. I can't tell you how touched my heart is by how many of you have made the time this morning to come out on Christmas Day. That's a real testament to your faith and your wanting to acknowledge the gift that you've been given today. So John is sent to give the message. Get ready, here comes a gift. And they still didn't listen. And they still weren't ready. And Jesus came as the gift, as the babe in the manger, and was prepared through his life to end it the way that it ended, and people still deny him along the way. But we're here today to not deny, but to accept that gift. And the thing about a gift is you never know where it's going to go. I remember as a teacher, you know, you teach the kids, Kathy's a teacher, you teach the kids and you would never know who got it or who didn't, or what they took from you along the way. And then 15 years later, you'd be at a store and somebody would walk up, hey, do you remember me? And I don't. Somebody did. And of course, they were 10, right? Exactly. All adults now, you know, in their 30s. But you just don't know. And so when Jesus came as a gift, we didn't know. But now we know. He's been resurrected for us to take away our sins for us. He came, he was made flesh, he walked among us, he showed us the way, he became for us the example of how we are to be. And that's what today is about. I came across a story this morning about a little girl in a thunderstorm. And she was in her room, and the thunder started booming very badly, and she started crying, Daddy, Daddy, come, sit with me. And the father yelled up, don't worry, out of this story might sound familiar, it was not you though. Don't worry, God's with you. He'll enfold you in his embrace. And the storm raged on. Boom, boom, again. The girl yelled out, Daddy, Daddy, come sit with me. And the father yelled back, don't worry, God's got you. It's okay. He's with you. You're not alone. Third time, the thunder booms. The girl says, Daddy, Daddy, come. I need somebody with skin. I know what I'm That's what Jesus is. He came as the flesh. The Word was made flesh. He came in the skin to be our example for us, to show us the way. John prepared us, and Jesus came for us. And that's what we're here to celebrate today. Amen.
Amen.